ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಓಂ ಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ ಉನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಫರ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಂಬಲ್ ಒಬೆಯಿಸನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ರಮೇಶ್ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಿಜ್ವಾಸೀಸ್ ಹೂ ರಿಸೈಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಾಧೂಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ರಮೇಶ್ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ performed his bhajan for almost 56 years from 1954, and also we will offer our humble obeisances to Guru Maharaj His Holiness Radhana Swami Ji, who also has stayed here and performed his intense bhajan for 6 months and then madhukari and lived a sadhu life. So this is a very beautiful place, Man Mandir, as all of you know. In Man Mandir, actually I always feel that I'm never qualified to come here, because when husband and wife fight, it's a most private affair, no? Others are not supposed to interfere, not supposed to watch, not supposed to see, not supposed to think about it. It's just most intimate affair, and that is, we are talking about the mundane world, but in the spiritual world Swakiya Ras is there in Dwarka. Satyabhama gets angry with Krishna, sometimes Rukmini gets angry with Krishna, but there is something beyond that, is Parakiya Ras. The love between Radha and Krishna is simply beyond any worldly understandings and worldly etiquettes and worldly rules and regulations. It is simply beyond three modes of material nature and the understanding of all of us in these three modes of material nature. And this is the place where she performed Man Leela to increase her love for Krishna. So you can imagine how intense and how transcendental it must be, how intricate and how transcendentally she enhances the spiritual senses of Sri Krishna to increase his love exponentially and to express that for all the Vrijvasis. So this place, Barsana and then Sanket and Jawat and Nandagaon, this place is like most intimate places. Even in Braj Bhumi, the Radha Vallabh Goswami always keep telling me that there are many parts in Brajbhumi. It's not that Brajbhumi is one. Brajbhumi has various parts, where one part where Krishna performs his Gaucharan Leela, he performs his Ras Leela. Then in Ras Leela there is Kunja Leela and Nikanja Leela. So there are levels. And this part of Vrindavan Dham, because Vrindavan Dham extends all the way what Vrindavan we know. Vrindavan also includes Govardhan, Vrindavan also includes Nandagaon, Barsana. So it's a long tract of land, it's 20 kroshas, Sri Vrindavan Dham actually, Sri Vrindavan 1 actually. And the Brajbhumi is 84 kroshas. So even amongst the Vrindavan Dham, there are different kinds of pastimes. There are some places where demons are killed, there are some places where Gaucharan is done, there are some places where Ras Leela is performed, and some places where Krishna only meets his sakhis, not even other gopis. Only his intimate sakhis, enclosed one, that is Nikunja. And that is very, very private. And this place is also like that only. Nikunja, Nandagaon, Barsana, Jawat, where no demons are allowed to come. But the very reason behind that is that Krishna and Radharani, they don't want to contaminate this place with this kind of rasa. They want to reserve this place only for most intimate pastimes. That is another reason that I feel I'm not qualified to come here, because That is where Krishna has expressed with Radharani. Radharani has expressed with Krishna the most intimate feelings of Mahabhava, which consists of 9 different kinds of feelings, which increase the spiritual mellow. And to do that, they have prevented Kamsa and all his associates to come here. And when Krishna moved from Gokul to Nandagaon, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj brought Radharani to from Rawal to Barsana, at that time Kamsa sent demons to Gokul, and they could not find them. So he sent his associates to Nandagaon and Barsana area. They came to Nandagaon, and some of them were touched by, they touched Krishna Balaram and they became stones. And all of you know how below. Two Sardars and 2 sons. Sardar means 2 associates, elderly associates, and 2 of their children. 4 of them, mountain like, demons, they came, they touched Haribol. The mountain like demons, they touched Krishna to catch them, to capture them, and they became stones. They never came back. So Kamsa became perturbed and he himself came. Please listen to this story, very beautiful story. That also is a little hilarious but also serious, because it tells us how esoteric and intense these places are. So Kamsa came, and as soon as he came in the border of Nandagaon Barsana, we can say where we turn, right and left, we can say that geographically today. As soon as he entered the Barsana of Nandagaon area, he became a woman. He was a male, all of you know. And not an ordinary male, he was a Chakravarti Samrat. You should read Garga Sahita and other Puranas are there, where how great Kamsa was is explained. We feel that, Krishna came and he gave a box to Kamsa and he died. What big thing, what kind of demon he is? No. To what kind of demon he boxed, punched, and that demon died, first you should understand, then you can understand how glorious Krishna is. Such a huge and invincible demon, he can just box and kill. He has done so many atrocities, he had conquered so many demons. All the demons that you see in Krishna Lila, which were killed by Krishna, they all were invincible demons. And Kamsa had conquered them in challenge, and they surrendered to him and became his friend. And they were taxpayers to Krishna. So you can imagine what kind of person Kamsa was, and what kind of prestige and position and influence and power he must be having when he did that. In the whole universe, he had created a terror, actually. We call Marathi mein hahakar. Hahakar means people are just shivering out of his own activities. And that person who has such kind of prestige, such kind of strength, such kind of powers, such siddhis, such weapons he had, that person became a woman. So you can imagine what degree of embarrassment he must have gone through. And he became so humble and so embarrassed that he was begging with tears in eyes. He was begging with all the gopis, please, please release me. Please release me. So we'll stop for a while. They will bring the deities here.